D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Today on Truths That Transform, in celebration of Veterans Day, we salute those who have served in our armed forces.
How much is this nation worth fighting for?
Though millions have fought and sacrificed for America, some are hard at work portraying America as the world's villain.
I think keeping politics out of sports is probably a wise thing. I mean, one of the problems we suffer from in America is that we've politicized everything.
We will show that America is still a nation worth fighting for on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. The freedoms we enjoy in America did not come without a price. They have been purchased by the sacrifices of men and women in our nation's armed forces. As we celebrate another Veterans Day, we honor those who have served our country. Later in this program, Dr. Kennedy will share why this is indeed a nation worth fighting for. And we will offer you an opportunity to take a stand against attacks on Christian conscience in America. And we begin on this Veterans Day weekend with a look at the growing movement to protest the American flag that so many have fought and died for. Our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb has more.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave.
The woman kneeling here is American women's soccer star Megan Rapinoe. Because of America's flaws, she chooses to protest the singing of the national anthem. Recently, a fencer at the Pan American Games likewise took a knee to the Star-Spangled Banner.
Fencer Race Imboden taking a knee on the podium during the anthem after winning gold in the team foil event on Friday.
These protests against the national anthem were popularized a few years ago by former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who has now become the spokesman for Nike.
He has become wealthy through professional sports. He should be grateful for the opportunity to play hard and entertain people, and to show disrespect for the nation seemed inappropriate. Well, I think keeping politics out of sports is probably a wise thing. I mean, one of the problems we suffer from in America is that we've politicized everything.
It really is incredible, and especially now that we've seen this controversy with the NBA and a lot of these athletes and figures who say they were so much a part of it. You know, they talk about social justice, things like that. Now being unwilling to criticize an actual authoritarian regime, an actual police state, that basically, I mean, look, there's some terrible things that go on in communist China because the league has a lot of business interests there. Nike, this organization has a lot of, they make a lot of money off of a Chinese market. And it's quite incredible. We see, you know, figures like Colin Kaepernick who will kneel for the U.S. national anthem. What do they have to say about communist China when it comes to those kind of issues? Suddenly they're silent, they're quiet about these things.
Basketball star LeBron James supports Colin Kaepernick, whom he calls Cap, and Cap's protests of the national anthem.
I stand with Cap. I kneel with Cap.
Yet LeBron James condemns those who have expressed solidarity with the Hong Kong protesters who are speaking out in the face of Chinese oppression. Interestingly, many of the Hong Kong protesters have waved American flags, while these high-paid athletes show a type of contempt for that very same flag.
As an immigrant to this amazing country of ours, I am appalled, I am disgusted, I am insulted to watch the way people are treating our flag and our national anthem right now. America is being transformed before our very eyes. The flag that once flew on every street corner in the United States is now considered a hate symbol on college campuses. Athletes who used to stand up with pride at the singing of the national anthem are now kneeling in protest. The world is turned upside down. When before I came to the United States, when I was living in a bomb shelter in Lebanon, somebody had given me an American flag, a small American flag that I kept under my pillow. And that flag got me through my days in the bomb shelter, hoping that one day I will come to America. Today we have people complaining about the Betsy Ross flag, and they are complaining about our patriotism, despite the fact that President Obama himself had no problem having that flag draped behind him. It's a part of who we are. It's a part of our history. You cannot erase our history. You know, every nation, like every human being, we have done things in our past that we are not proud of. There were things in our past that were not perfect. What makes nations great is they learn from experience.
There are people who will take things out of historical context, promote them to serve their present-day agenda, and this whole distortion of American history. Lincoln once said that we were not a perfect union, but we were a perfectible union, which meant that has America, throughout the course of its history, had stumbles? Yes. But we, as a self-governing people, you know, based on the biblical truths and seeds that have been planted in our great legal framework, we've been able to correct those wrongs. Yeah, we had slavery. We can't avoid saying that slavery was once here in this country. But just think, in less than 240 years, we went from the institution of slavery being in place in this country to Barack Obama being elected president of the United States. You know, no other country has in fact made that much progress in that short a time.
There are a lot of Americans who I think were upset and agitated at individuals like Colin Kaepernick and getting rid of the Betsy Ross flag, which I think is ridiculous. You know, can these same people be critical of a terrible authoritarian regime that is committing atrocities right now? You know, a lot of these people are not. And I think a lot of people see through that is these people are just using hollow, what people call virtue signaling. You know, they're taking these things, these steps that they're praised as being so brave of standing up to America at the same in a free country, yet when actual consequences are coming down the line, they may lose a lot of money, they may get criticism from their league, suddenly they're dead silent. And I think that hypocrisy, I think that really stands out.
Betsy Ross of Philadelphia is credited with being the first to design the American flag. But today, somehow that Betsy Ross flag is viewed by some as a racist symbol.
The idea that Betsy Ross is somehow a racist person or a symbol is absolutely absurd.
During the summer of 2019, Colin Kaepernick spoke out against the Betsy Ross flag appearing on some sneakers because he said she and her flag stood for racism. So Nike, in a bow to political correctness, pulled those shoes.
And I think that that decision by Nike, again, it's absurd, especially when you consider, you know, this is Nike is willing to do business with Chinese communists, people like this, where you do have terrible things that have taken place in that country, and yet we're going after the Betsy Ross flag, which is a symbol for the United States of America, for freedom, for independence, for this person who was at one time very much celebrated in this country. We can't celebrate this person. And I think that it only highlights the absurdity of these attacks on America.
Unfortunately, America, partially because of free speech, we've seen a proliferation of protest. Protest is important, it's protected, but now it's time for more unity.
Start every day with new every morning. This newly revised and newly printed daily devotional is one of the most beloved and enduring works of Dr. D. James Kennedy and Dr. Jerry Newcomb. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Find inspiration in the pages of New Every Morning through heart-stirring meditations that address the issues most critical to believers today to help us draw closer to God, understand Scripture more clearly, and apply it to our lives. Contact us today to receive your copy of New Every Morning so that you can enjoy the biblical, spiritual nourishment found in this daily devotional.
Historical revisionists are working overtime here in America, and it's hard to keep pace with their false narrative. Suddenly, an American flag that was perfectly fine as part of President Obama's inauguration in 2012 has somehow become a symbol of racist oppression in 2019. This is, of course, little more than left-wing storytelling, trying to demonize America as a nation not worth preserving. Overturning America has been the project of the radical left for decades now. But our founder, Dr. D. James Kennedy, knew better. Though secular elites are working to undermine it, America really is unique. A beacon of hope to the entire world. He shares more in this portion of his message, A Nation Worth Fighting For.
Imagine that the year was, say, 1939, and you were of draftable age. Your country was at war. You might very well be asking yourself the question, is this nation worth fighting for? Is it worth my dying for? Easy question to answer? Oh, I forgot. I forgot to mention that you live in Nazi Germany. Question just became a little harder to answer, I trust. We might ask ourselves the question, is this country worth fighting for that matter, any. The more precious anything is, the more valuable, the more a person would be willing to pay for it. Well, let's look and see what we have and how valuable it is. If we go back 500 or so years to a time when the old world was growing old and older by the year, decay and despair were everywhere to be found. But unbeknownst to any of them, God had saved. God had reserved in the midst of two great oceans, the continents of America, for the latter times as the last great hope of mankind. I have not heard that ever mentioned about any other nation but this one, the last great hope of mankind. Just look at the physical attributes of what has been given to us by God. From sea to shining sea, God has placed this magnificent land, which is most certainly of enormous value and worth fighting for. From the snow-capped mountains to the virtually limitless prairies now gold with grain, from the countless rivers and thousands of lakes which make it fertile and green, God has given to us this abundantly productive land which is virtually capable of feeding the whole world. And from our marvelous hills to our canyons that are grand, grassy meadows and billions of trees, marvelous forests but no jungles, make this land the envy of the world. Compare it, for example, to the howling wastes of the dry and arid and desolate looking landscape in Afghanistan. You would wonder that anyone would be willing to give their life for such as that, but they are. Considering what we have been given, how much more should we be willing to return? And so, having reserved this land in the midst of the oceans, God at last prepared a people. Those valiant pioneers, the Pilgrims and the Puritans, came to establish that particular sort of land that God wanted it to be. A land where Jesus Christ was king and sovereign. As our founders said, we have this day, on July 4th, 1776, restored the sovereign, to whom be glory forever. We have had so many incredible blessings. Think of the great things that God has produced through this nation. Wonderful statesmen, George Washington, Hamilton, Madison, Adams, Abraham Lincoln, who have been indeed ideals held up before other nations around the world. Not only statesmen, but great inventors as well. People like Henry Ford, Thomas Edison, Alexander Graham Bell, the Wright brothers, and countless others who have blessed the world with their inventions that have come out of this country. Think of the magnificent pictures. Betsy Ross sewing the first American flag, a flag which later was to fly over the surface of the moon because of America. The Pilgrims said that it was their hope that they would at least be a stepping stone to taking the gospel to all the nations of the world. Dear friend, that hope and prayer of theirs has been fulfilled. America has set out a stream of thousands upon thousands of missionaries and have reached actually every single nation on earth. And furthermore, we see more and more Christians sharing the gospel than ever before, and we find the number of people in this country that have actually come to a life-changing, saving experience with Jesus Christ is growing dramatically. I believe that Christians are going to have an impact on this country that hasn't been seen in 100 years before, and that decency and godliness are once again going to become normal in much of our land. I believe that is going to happen, and in that I rejoice. And to my mind, that most definitely makes this nation a land worth fighting for. But we're called in the scriptures to be soldiers of Christ, to follow Christ, the captain in the well-fought fight, to serve in his army. And we're told that we're to take the word of God, which is the sword of God. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we are to put on the whole armor of God. And we are to fight the good fight of faith. That kind of army, however, does not kill people. The only statistics that it would have would not be of those that have been killed, but of those who were dead, who are made alive, who have found the joy of knowing Christ personally, of experiencing his love in their hearts, who have seen their lives and their homes and their families transformed by his grace. What a wonderful army that is, dear friend. And all of us are called to be a part of it. And if you are not, you can enlist today. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, you receive him as the captain of your heart, that one that you're going to follow, and you are going to use the power of his word, the gospel of Christ, to quicken the dead, to change the hearts of those who are in love with evil. And the Bible says, God says, those that hate me love death. And they do. God Almighty wants you and you and you in his army, the army of Christ, the army of life. that forever army, which is changing and will change the whole world. Are you a part of that army?
As Dr. Kennedy just shared, this is indeed a nation worth fighting for, which is why we are so thankful for all who have served. And yet there are militant secularists throughout our land who are working day and night to cut away everything that has made America worth fighting for. Among other things, the United States has been a beacon of religious freedom, enshrining it into our very Constitution. Yet day after day, we see Christians being hauled into court simply for exercising their religious conscience. The latest assault on the First Amendment is the so-called Do No Harm Act, which has been introduced by some members of Congress. This bill would explicitly roll back religious freedom protections, forcing Christians to act against conscience on issues like same-sex marriage, transgenderism, and abortion-inducing birth control. For instance, they want to force the Little Sisters of the Poor, a group of nuns, to provide employees with contraceptive health coverage. The sisters have already had to fight one such case all the way to the Supreme Court. We want to put a stop to this, and we need your help. We have prepared a petition to your two United States senators, which we're asking you to sign, calling upon them to stop the so-called Do No Harm bill in its tracks. Please contact us immediately to get your petitions, sign them, and return them to us so that we can join your voice together with thousands of others to defeat this insidious proposal. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. And if you're able to include a generous donation, we will thank you by sending you Dr. D. James Kennedy's timeless devotional book, New Every Morning, just republished in a beautiful new edition. This 366-day devotional, written with Dr. Jerry Newcomb, is one of Dr. Kennedy's best-loved and most enduring works. And this beautiful new edition makes a perfect Christmas gift. We'll send it to you as our thanks for your help in continuing the ongoing work of this ministry. And if you're able to donate $100 or more, we will send you 3 copies of this outstanding daily devotional. Give the gift of spiritual and biblical nourishment this Christmas with New Every Morning by Dr. D. James Kennedy. We will send you a copy as our thanks for your generous donation, and 3 copies to thank you for your gift of $100 or more. And do make sure to contact us to receive your petitions to your senators, calling upon them to defeat the anti-Christian Do No Harm Act that would remove conscience protections for Christians. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or you can go online to djkm.org. On Veterans Day, we rightly stop and pay respect to those who have served in our nation's military. The Apostle Paul tells us that one of the God-given tasks of government is to bear the sword against the evildoer in protection of its people. In a fallen world, there are always threats to peace and stability, and we are so thankful for those who have put themselves in harm's way in our defense. Our gratitude is also a reminder of the highest sacrifice the world has ever known, when the greatest hero defeated the deadliest enemy. Jesus Christ said, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." Jesus did that and more. In fact, the Bible tells us he gave his life even for his enemies, all of us who have sinned. In Romans chapter 5, we read, "For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God." What a stunning and world-changing truth that is. You and I need to be rescued. Rescued from our sin. Rescued from the power of the enemy of our souls. And rescued from God's just and righteous punishment. And Jesus came to save us by interceding on our behalf, placing himself between us and the wrath of God. As we honor those who defend us from temporal enemies here on earth, let us give the greatest honor and indeed the highest worship to the Lord Jesus Christ, crucified for sinners. If you have not yet received his forgiveness, I urge you to turn away from your sins and to receive Christ today. Receive him who offers you salvation and eternal life. And as you do, we have a book we would like to send you at no cost to you. It's Dr. D. James Kennedy's book, Beginning Again, written to guide new believers in their relationship with Christ. Contact us to receive a copy today, and may God bless you as you do. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Truths That Transform. I'm Frank Wright. We'll see you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
You and I were born in a Christian nation. That may not be said for your children or grandchildren.
This training has been one of the best decisions I made in deciding to run for public office.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.